Ladies and gentlemen, and fellow golfers, for your entertainment.
It's the Golf to Go Hour with Frank LaRosa, brought to you by the Hagen Oaks Golf Super Shop, America's most awarded golf facility. Naturewood Home Furnishings, where it's all about choices and always about quality.
Welcome in. You are listening to the Golf to Go Radio Hour. This is Sacktown Sports 1140. I'm Frank LaRosa. Hello, Scott Marsh. How are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. As you know, I always look forward to this most fun hour in radio every week.
Well, we certainly, that's our intention when we start. It's fun when we listen to it at the end and decide whether we've hit our mark or not.
We always get there eventually.
Scott, I don't know about you, but I'm loving this time of year for playing golf. You know, the long shadows, it certainly warms up in the afternoons. It gets a little frosty in the morning maybe, but other than what occasional rain we've had this year, and we may suffer for that down the road, but it's been great for playing some golf.
I tell you what, it has been incredible weather, and it's making me incredibly angry because I just haven't been able to play enough this fall. And every day I look outside my office or studio, wherever I'm at, and I look outside and I'm like, I need to be out on the golf course and not doing what I'm doing right now.
Well, I got to tell you, Scott, I mean, I really thought that I'm a busy person. My days are full, but I don't think my schedule can hold a candle to yours. You just got yourself into another little television show as well.
Yeah, you know, it's a new show here on KHDK as well, Sports Roundtable Show with former Kings player Harold Presley, the Highlands Community Charter and Technical Schools Sports Roundtable. We're really excited about that. I appreciate you mentioning that. And there's no doubt we'll talk golf on that show a little bit as well.
Yeah, I must tell you that I was watching the show the other night, and I am really impressed with your ability to kind of dig deep and remember dates and times and who was playing where. And you really have a great mind for that show, because obviously there's an awful lot of talking off the cuff or responding to something, and you do that very well. So congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. But I also keep in mind that I'm sitting next to Harold Presley, and anybody would look good sitting next to Harold. So like, obviously my knowledge is going to look way better than it is, because as we know, Harold doesn't know anything that he's talking about in the world of sports.
All right. I'll not respond to that. I'll you and Harold. You and I talked a little bit about the fact that Ken Morton Jr. was on the show last week and did such a great job talking about golf gifts available. And that's a subject that really kind of, confuses people. So we were so impressed with what Kenny had to say that we're going to bring him back this week.
Well, you know, this time of year, it's all about Christmas and finding the right gifts for the special people in your life. And the one thing that we know about golf, it's universal. That's the one thing I love about this game more than any other sport. It's just that anybody can play this game. Doesn't matter what gender you are, ethnicity, anything else, age, like everybody has something that they can do in this game in terms of gifts with apparel, or whether it's clubs or balls or gag gifts or anything else. So I just think, especially right now, people who are looking for great gift ideas, there's nobody better on this planet than Ken Morton to give you some great ideas. And there's no better place to go than the Hagen Oaks Super Shop. So I'm really glad that we're going to have a chance to air this again.
We will look forward to that. When you were talking about the people that play the game, I'm reminded of Bo Welling, who's a golf course architect, used to work for Tom Fazio. He's out on his own now, but as a matter of fact, his company designed the Peter Hay course at Pebble Beach with Tiger Woods. And I was really impressed with a presentation he made to the Northern California PGA at the business meeting just this past weekend, and talking about the new dynamics of golf and how, at this point, we are, I don't like to use the word bifurcated, but in many ways, I suppose that works here. We have people that play golf on a golf course. We have people that consider themselves golfer that are not on a golf course, and that being a driving range or Top Golf or something like that. His feeling is that as we move forward, there will be no more line between. We will just be golfers, and the numbers will continue to grow, and the game's popularity is better than it's ever been at this point.
No, it's amazing, and you keep making the point too, which I think is so true. It's not just going out and playing 18 holes. It's not even really necessarily going out and playing nine. It's about being out on the range. It's about being with your friends. It's about all the other little aspects of the game, you know, that you can do now. The game is becoming so much more accessible. It's just not simply about, you know, going out and playing 18 holes on Saturday morning any longer.
Absolutely. We just finished up the Northern California PGA Awards banquet this past weekend in at Green Valley Country Club in Fairfield, and I appreciate you coming down and being with me on that as we celebrated 20, I think 20 award winners in front of all their families, about 120 people for dinner. So we were going to talk a bit about that when we come back, and then after that, Hagen Oaks Director of Retail. Ken Morton Jr. will be with us. So we have lots more coming up on the Golf to Go Radio Hour here on Sactown Sports 1140. We'll be back with more right after this.
It's the Golf to Go Hour with Frank LaRosa on Sactown Sports.
Welcome back in. This is the Golf to Go Radio Hour. This is Sactown Sports 1140. This is Frank LaRosa, and that is Scott Marsh. And that covers about all of this is and that's I know. Scott, as I mentioned earlier, the Northern California PGA Awards banquet was this past weekend at Green Valley Country Club in Fairfield, which, by the way, is an incredible golf course. And I love Mark Sherman, PGA Director of Golf there, and got a chance to say hi to him. But the reason for being there this weekend again is the awards banquet. It's a yearly function that honors about 20 people every year, and it's in categories everything from at the top the golf professional of the year to the players of the year in five different categories: player development, merchandiser, golf course superintendent, media award, and so on and so forth. And it's always a great evening, and quite frankly, in my mind, it's nice to have it kind of behind me because there's an awful lot of work that goes into that event.
There's no question. I mean, it's the Academy Awards for the Northern California PGA, except it's still relevant. Some people would argue about the Academy Awards and whether they're relevant or not. These awards are definitely relevant. And you're right about Green Valley Country Club. It's a magnificent course, but they also just have such a great clubhouse and just such a great facility to host the awards. It's just a beautiful, beautiful clubhouse. Especially at this Christmas time of year, it was decked out immaculately for the time of season. And it was a great place to have it. And of course, you emceed the event, as you always do. Terrific job. You put together all the videos that everybody got to watch for the winners, did the interviews with them on stage. It was just an incredible evening. It went 3.5 hours because there were so many people to honor, but it really felt like it was under an hour because everybody's story was just so amazing. And it's just a great celebration of the world of golf in Northern California.
You're absolutely right. And what I think I even mentioned on stage, you know, I've known a lot of these golf professionals that won the awards for years, and I, you know, I see them on the golf course, or I talk to them on the phone. They're in their positions as directors of golf, or, you know, teaching professional, or whatever it turns out to be. And then to, you know, to see them in a suit and tie and have a family in tow, and, you know, to see these smiling faces of sons and daughters that come along with these golf professionals, all of a sudden, you know, you look at them differently. It's like they've become real people, just like, you know, just like you and I. But I was really struck with the notion of family and how supportive it was, and the smiles on the family members, and the pride they took in, you know, in their parents and in winning these awards. And while the award itself is certainly the reason for the event, it just seemed like having the families together, being there in support, was just really, really strong for the whole event.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And I think, you know, golf is played in a lot of off hours, a lot of weekends and after work. And, but, you know, for most of these people who are the PGA professionals, that's their on time, which means they're missing a lot of time with family. So it is a sacrifice. And so it was great to have not only the winners there, but their family, because obviously without the families, they wouldn't be able to win these awards. And so, you know, that makes it great. And it just in general, what I love about golf so much, it's the one sport that just talks so much about family and character and rules of the game and integrity and character. And, you know, that's something that makes it really special too, because you can tell that these winners and these people who've had such great career accomplishments, they're just better individuals and they embody what the game's all about.
Kevin Bresnahan was the club fitter of the year. And I'm sure you'll remember as he was trying to leave the table to come up on stage to be interviewed, his young son just didn't want to let him go.
Yeah.
And Kevin, bring him up here with you. And the notion of having the dad there with the son, you know, arm in arm while his dad was being honored. I found that a really, really nice touch for the whole evening.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about right there. No question. It was great. And certainly his son was the star. You know, for me, maybe the most moving moment when the PGA Hope Award was honored and the gentleman, Joe Favre, and I'm sorry, I know you'll pronounce it correctly, when he got up on stage and got the standing o for the work he did as a veteran and now working with veterans who are trying to get back into a great semblance of life through the game of golf, that was an emotional moment.
There were two standing awards that evening, one for the Golf Professional of the Year, or standing ovations, I should say, one for the Golf Professional of the Year, Ashley Marseille, and Joe Favre, as you say, the PGA Patriot Award winner. And I think Joe was really struck with that. He certainly enjoys what he does, and he enjoys giving back to the veterans, and he recognizes this is more than a game of golf. This is life-changing get-togethers for these people, where they have an opportunity to kind of be with people that are dealing with the same kind of issues they are. So, you know, for him to start to walk off the stage, and I had to call him back and say, Joe, turn around. You've got a standing ovation going here. He was very touched by that.
He was moved, and his family was there too. It was just a great moment. And obviously just for him to make the effort to get up on stage was not easy for him. So you could tell how much it meant to him.
I mentioned Ashley Marseille, PGA. He was the this year's Golf Professional of the Year. Ashley is the director of golf at San Francisco Club in San Francisco. It's a very, very old world, very, very private, very elegant golf course and golf course facility with an awful lot of history there. And Ashley originally is from Australia, and to hear, as I mentioned, you know, Ashley, it doesn't matter what you say with that accent, everything's going to sound important. But what he said, I thought was really moving, and kind of gave us a peek as to who he is and how his life came from Australia to be here at San Francisco Club for the past 19 years, I think.
Yeah, no, it was great listening to the accent, but what he had to say, the content was even more important. And his story about meeting his wife in Hawaii and how that changed his life and his route to getting the San Francisco Country Club, and just the whole journey is amazing. I think that's part of what makes these awards so special too, is that the path towards getting to your final destination in the world of golf isn't always a straight line. There's so many stories involved and people and journeys, and like the stories are just so fascinating. You did a tremendous job of bringing all those out, Frank. And of course, you're a four-time winner. You're the four-time media member of the year award for the PGA. You're an honorary member. And I know that's very special for you too.
It was really fun to be a part of that. And, you know, people recognize the fact that I'm an honorary member more than I do. And people bring up the fact that I am a four-time winner, again, more than I do. But it was really, personally fulfilling to have people, feel as though that meant something to them as well. So, yeah, being an honorary member, it kind of puts me you know, almost totally in the club, but you know, there's probably a few doors that are still closed to me.
Oh, I don't know about that. The jacket's still in the clubhouse for you, Frank. I know that.
I got a kick out of Scott Hoyt. Scott Hoyt is the recently retired professional from why am I blanking on the name of the country club in the Santa Cruz area? It'll come to me in a minute. But Scott has won the player of the year in the super senior division.
Yeah. For Scott Holt, five, right?
Scott Hoyt.
Yep.
Yeah. And Scott is just one of those guys that I just never know when he shows up, what's going to come out of his mouth. I think I introduced him as the loose cannon division coming up, but you know, Scott is funny and obviously a very accomplished player. I don't think he was totally insulted when I said, Scott, you know, having won 4 out of 5 times, I need to know, are you that good or is the competition that sketchy?
I think it was a fair question and he didn't totally answer it, which I didn't expect him to either. I am looking forward to it. It was a great night there at Green Valley Country Club. And I can't wait to hear from Ken Morton Jr. here to talk all about the great things at Hagen Oaks.
You know, when as we said earlier in the show, this is a time of year that's a time of sharing. It's a time of joy. It's a time of laughter and a lot of love. And Kenny kind of finds a way to wrap all of those things up into his discussion about what kinds of gifts. And quite frankly, Mom, I'm guessing that if after listening to Kenny, you still aren't sure, you can probably walk into the shop and ask him directly.
No question. I love how you use the word wrap it up. Very, very timely, Frank.
We will be back with more with Ken Morton Jr. right after this. And our congratulations to all the winners of the NorCal PGA Awards dinner. And let's get back to Ken Morton right after these messages.
It's the Golf to Go Hour with Frank LaRosa on Sactown Sports.
You are listening to the Golf to Go Radio Hour. This is Sactown Sports 1140. I'm Frank LaRosa. Scott Marshall's here, and Ken Morton Jr., the director of retail for the Hagen Oaks Golf Complex, is always here. Kenny, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. This time of year, it's always exciting to, you know, we start thinking about gift giving and maybe some people that we owe some things to and maybe some people that we don't want to buy gifts for. But the great thing about that is up and down the line, you have something for everyone. When you think about the Hagen Oaks Golf Super Shop, which is, you know, second to none around the country. I mean, you know, we take for granted that that the Hagen Oaks Super Shop is here, but we are really fortunate that you are here. Around the country, we see very, very little of this kind of a retail operation. So congratulations on what you do and continued success.
Well, thank you very much. We liken it to a big toy store for adults.
Well, and what we want to talk about is those toys. You know, as we start thinking about gifts, and you know, when I start talking about gifts for Scott, I want to talk about the inexpensive things. But when we talk about gifts for me, you give him all the expensive stuff. Okay, so we see how that works out.
Only Zexio. I got it.
You know, with 15,000 square feet and I don't know, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 SKUs. I don't know. You've got, as I mentioned, something for everybody. But I suppose the easiest way to kind of attack this and kind of go through your shop is maybe to talk about some of the different categories. I want to talk about gift ideas because that's always fun. You always come up with new things. But let's save that for last. But let's start at the bottom. Let's start with shoes. What's new this year, and what can people expect when they come into the shoe store?
So, you know, there's kind of two big stories in shoes that we've been having, and one's an old one, and that's FootJoy. FootJoy still is the number one shoe in golf, as it has for the last 40 years. Their DryJoy shoe has kind of been the staple of golf forever and a day, and continues to be so. They have some very premier classic looking shoes. So if your guy is kind of a conservative kind of you know, loves the traditions of the game, that's certainly a place that you can go to and feel confident in a selection. What has been really exciting, and we've been selling lots of, is the new Boost collection of shoes from Adidas. They have a new outsole on the sole of the shoe that looks kind of like it's made from the Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters. It's big and it's oversized and it's it looks kind of crazy. They are so comfortable. It's like walking on clouds. And they have kind of turned the golf shoe business on its ear a little bit. I my kids are all play high school sports, and that Boost technology is across all different sporting platforms that they're playing. And it's very noticeable, but in specific to golf, it's done really, really well.
When you say Boost technology, what does that actually mean in a golf shoe?
So that's that outer sole. That's the marshmallow part that I told you about. So imagine if you took a sole of a shoe, and remember the old Reebok shoes where there was actually the pump that you were able to pump up and it actually constricted it. Well, imagine on the bottom of the shoe, if you was doing that same thing, it actually comes out from underneath the upper of the shoe. So the whole heel counter that goes in behind the shoe is looks like it's inflated out past the edge of the shoe, and so it's literally looks like you're walking on clouds, and it feels that same way when you actually put your foot in them as well.
That's really cool. I have to take a look at that. You mentioned FootJoy. Just as an aside, I read yesterday that that Tiger apparently has been wearing a lot of FootJoy shoes lately. Apparently it fits his foot that that he had the issue with, and Nike is scrambling to try and find a shoe that they can put him in for when he plays this weekend.
Yeah, that's been off and on. It's specific to Nike. They're making a big change in golf. They're actually going to be distributed starting January 1st through Dunlop Sports, which is the company that does all of Cleveland Strixon and Zexio product. And so they've signed a strategic partner agreement with them, and how we get Nike products going to be drastically different going forward. So be kind of interesting to see how that plays a role with them across the golf industry.
All right, we have the base with the shoes, and I hope you're taking notes, Scott.
I am taking copious notes here because I've got a lot of people I have to shop for, most notably you, but I got to wait till we get to the high end here.
Let's talk about apparel, Kenny. You know, there's obviously, you know, new products out that, you know, have different kinds of fibers and protect us from the wind and the cold, and they're lighter than they used to be. And if you haven't shopped for apparel in the golf world in a while, you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Well, I'll give you a couple new names, and the first would be a new ladies brand, and you guys will both recognize this, but not necessarily in the golf space. So this summer we opened up an account with Spanx, and they have a new Spanx golf apparel line, and it has been very, very well received by the women. Their bottoms have built in kind of tummy tucker type of approach, as you would imagine a brand like that with that heritage is built. But it's, and as great as their bottoms are, it's actually been the fashion tops, the outerwear pieces, the polos, the quarter zips, all of that has been, it's got a fairly unique design to it, and very traditional colors of kind of black, whites, and navies with a little bit of red in it. But it's been very, very popular with our ladies. So I say that with a slight bit of trepidation, because if you're providing the love of your life Spanx without previous conversation, that could get you in trouble. It is very, very cool, however. On the men's side, the Murray brothers, of which there are many, most notably with Bill Murray, the actor, have a brand that they have all collectively put together called William Murray Golf. And it's been out a few seasons now, but really has kind of taken life this last year. And their polos and their whimsical designs are really kind of what sets them apart in the marketplace. Each one of the polos that are prints actually play off a movie that Bill has been in over the course of his career. Oh, wow. And so there's, you know, gophers on some of them, and there's like there was a Ghostbuster with a little ghost on the tail end of a shirt. And in some cases, they're really hard. They're really subtle and hard to tell. But each one has a really cool story that ties back into a film. And I think that's so fascinating and so creative. And so those have all been doing very, very well.
Speaking of creative on polos, you've got your own brand that you've worked very diligently over the past few years to develop. You talk about Whimsical Designs, the Backspin brand that Scott knows so well is pretty exciting for you and the folks at actually around the country, because your Backspin brand has developed quite a following around the country.
Yeah, if you would have ever told me I'd be designing shirts, I would have told you you had lost your mind. But here we are, about 8 seasons in now. And this particular season was a fun one. Our big shirt that we had was the F-bomb shirt. And it was little bombs with the letter F all over it. we sold all 24 we brought in about 3 weeks. So there's that kind of golfer out in Sacramento. We'll just leave it at that.
Let's talk a little bit about the new materials in the clothing this year. It all of the clothing seems to be, and it's not just this year, the past couple of years, I guess, it's much lighter, much more stretch, and very efficient in terms of the preserving body heat and keeping you dry as well.
Yeah, without a doubt, the way fabric is spun changed about 4 to 5 years ago. And before, if you wanted a feeling shirt, you had to have some cotton still in it that gave it a softness, that gave it a good hand. But now they're able to treat a synthetic fiber that it's really difficult to really tell the difference. In a synthetic fiber, you can add things like UV treatment and spandex to it to give it a lot more different performance characteristics to it. And so there are still some people out there that are, you know, diehard, you know, cotton shirts, but they're much fewer and far between. I don't think we'll ever go back to a traditional cotton shirt. It's going to be, and only be because there's lots of that technology that's much harder to do in a natural fiber that you can't do in a synthetic fiber. So on those synthetic fibers, the amount of stretch that we can get in a pant and in a top, it can go a size up or a size down based on just the stretch in the fabric. And this time post Thanksgiving, that's helpful sometimes.
I want to talk a little bit about balls and equipment, but Scott, what's on your list this year? What do you want to know about?
Boy, there's so many things. And, you know, first of all, the great thing about, you know, I love shopping in person still. And I think, you know, when you can go to the Hagen Oaks Super Shop like this, it just gives you so many great ideas and things that you can buy that you can't really experience online. And then you have a great online too, Kenny, that people can go to. But I love walking into a store and getting some ideas. And, you know, some of the things I'm interested in, and I know we'll touch on it, but just like, you know, when you're going to the Christmas party and you've got to bring something for the elephant gift, or like stocking stuffers or things like that. Those are things that always really capture my imagination this time of year. Wondering if you have some thoughts on that.
Yeah, I'm very blessed that I have two amazing buyers, Heather and Tammy, that work for us. And they make a trip back to the Atlanta America's Mart gift show every year. And that show is about 7.5 million square feet of showroom space.
Yeah.
And the show runs for about 11 days. We're there for about 4 of them, and we see about 40% of the show. And every showroom has about a dozen different vendors in it. And each one of those vendors has hundreds of different items. And when we're searching out golf stuff, it's kind of like a needle in a haystack at that show. But they're so good at what they do, and they bring back all kinds of that really fun stuff. And that's really why our store has that, is because we take the effort to do a handful of those kind of shows each year. So like, you know, just golf ornaments is a great example. Mm-hmm. We've got about 3 to 4 dozen different golf ornaments from a dozen different manufacturers that when you're going to a party like that and you're looking for a, you know, a $10 or $15, $20 gift, we've got all kinds of fun ones. And some of them you can name drop on them, and they're made in, you know, from metal to glass to we even the old time Hallmark ones, we even have a handful of those in there as well. There's golf nutcrackers, there's Santa statues of golfers hitting balls and all that kind of fun stuff. So they do such an amazing job at bringing back a lot of that themed golf stuff from those shows.
Yeah, it's so cool. And you know, on your shirt line too, the thing that's so great is you can do those for, you know, companies like you did for us with Bonneville here, you know, so many groups that are looking for, you know, company polo shirts and special designs and things like that. That's another great thing that you guys do, you know, that you've created there, Ken.
Yeah, we just, an example is we, William Land Golf Course turns 100 years old this next May. And we actually designed a special print that is has the Capitol Dome in it and some golf motifs in it and the Tower Bridge and a whole bunch of these cool Sacramento iconic images in it, and created a print. And so as part of our 100th anniversary, we're going to actually be gifting some of these shirts out as tea prizes as we get there. And we were able to make a shirt specific for them. And have done lots of that for different businesses in the area. If you can think it up, we can actually create a shirt for it.
Well, we love our Sactown sports shirts for sure.
We're talking with Ken Martin Jr., Director of Retail at the Hagen Oaks Golf Complex. Kenny, there's so many more things that we want to talk about. As I mentioned, equipment and balls, and then we're going to get into specifically some of those gifty ideas. But let's take a little break here. And let's come right back after these messages. This is the Golf to Go Radio Hour on Sactown Sports 1140.
It's the Golf to Go Hour with Frank LaRosa on Sactown Sports.
This is the Golf to Go Radio Hour on Sactown Sports 1140. Ken Morton Jr., Director of Retail from the Hagen Oaks Golf Complex, is our guest at this moment. Kenny, we're going to talk about or continue to talk about the gift giving this time of year that drives us all nuts. You know, for the folks that have a golfer that they're not familiar with the game, you know, whether it's a son, a father, a significant other, what are they supposed to do? How do they decide what it is they're going to buy in the world of golf that they know nothing about? What do you suggest?
A lot of times it's making a list. I know in our own family, we, our kids, they create a Google Doc that we all have access to and throw different items on there. The reality is that there's lots of items that golfers always need. And it's all the disposable. It's the golf balls, the golf gloves. That's, you know, that's pretty universal. And even if you've got a decent stock in your bag, it's something that you're going to be put into use at some point in time. The more personalized things like equipment and that kind of stuff, a lot of times it's, you know, you're better off maybe doing a gift card or if you don't have that specific information. There's other things that aren't equipment, like golf lessons and golf fittings, that are great, you know, that we have there at Hagen and any other golf facility around the area as well. And you know, the gift of getting better is a really nice one as well. And there's lots of PGA golf professionals in the area that would be happy to do a gift card and provide some instruction following the holiday.
Yeah. And I'd say right along those lines, like range cards would be huge also, because I know that so many people would appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. And just, you know, give an opportunity to go out and practice and get better. That's, you know, NGF, the National Golf Federation, said that the number one reason people golf is overshot euphoria. And I thought that's such a cool term. But it's, you know, the more that they feel that shot euphoria, the more they feel that good shot, the more they're going to want to play golf. And so just providing opportunity to do more of that is a great gift.
I'm still looking for that shot euphoria, and maybe that's where I need that getting better thing, which I didn't realize we could do. So let's talk a little bit about equipment. You know, we're kind of late in the season for equipment because the new equipment will be coming out relatively soon. What do you see on the horizon, and what do you suggest for people that, you know, maybe you're looking to you know, splurge for a new driver for that significant other?
Well, there's a good news and a bad news. The good news is that a lot of the 2023 product has actually recently come down. TaylorMade, Callaway, the Cobra, they've all reduced the wood pricing that was earlier in the year. And so rather than spend $500 and $600 on drivers, we're spending, you know, around $300 to $400 on drivers. And the fairway woods came down equally. The bad news, if you're buying a brand new driver, is that there are some new ones just around the corner. So I have been had the privilege of seeing what's coming right around the bend from every single major manufacturer we do business with late January, early February. And there is lots of really good product coming. It's incremental. There's nothing earth shattering coming, but again, those manufacturers spend an enormous amount of money with engineers trying to do the best they can to make their product better than before. And they've done it again for 2024.
You talk about good product. Pretty much every major manufacturer puts out equipment that's really, really good. And it comes down to, you know, do I want to play this one because I like the way it looks, because I like when I'm on the TrackMan, you know, it shows me that it's the best club for me. Do I play it because, you know, my favorite player plays it? There's all those reasons that go into trying to decide which manufacturer to go with. But I guess the good news is that it's hard to make a bad decision at this point.
Yeah, there is lots of really good product out there. And what's interesting is, you know, the vendors have all been chasing clubhead speed and ball speed specifically coming off the face. And because of USGA regulations, we're the amount that they're able to gain incrementally with each new introduction is becoming smaller. They're figuring out ways to do it, but it's not the leaps and bounds that we maybe saw 5 and 10 years ago. And so a lot of them have turned their attention to trying to maximize the moment of inertia on the drivers in the MOI. And what that means is that if when you hit it off the heel or toe, are you getting the same ball speed as if you hit it square in the face? And two major manufacturers, I'm not privileged to say who, but have set a new record of MOI, being over 10,000 MOI points on the drivers that are coming out next year. And you can pretty much hit them anywhere across the face, and you're going to go, it's going to go the same distance. It's pretty wild.
That is really amazing. You mentioned golf balls. It's easy to come in and buy golf balls off the shelf, but I'm not sure that people understand that it's somewhat easy to get them personalized. You know, whether it's with a logo or initials or a word or two. Talk about that process.
Yeah, so any of the golf balls that we do business with can be personalized, and the minimum's just a dozen. You can usually do a name or a slogan, or you know, if you're busting somebody's chops, as long as it's not offensive, you can you do a lot of that. We do actually do a lot of those, and that makes a fun gag gift. I will tell you, in golf balls, what has been the kind of big story this year has been visual technology on all the golf balls. You know, we've traditionally had white and then yellow and orange golf balls. Over the last couple, 3 years, all of the vendors have really put through a lot of effort in making lines, and with Callaway, with their TrueVis technology and their TrueTac technology, alignment aids, TaylorMade with their stripe ball, Strixon with their two-tone putting aid golf balls, all of these designed to not only play better out on the golf course, because in some cases you can actually see it better than a traditional plain golf ball, but it helps you align your putt when you're putting. and some of them are fantastic practice aids into themselves. And so, I mean, just in the Chrome Soft family of Callaway golf balls, they have four different visual technologies that are available in addition to just the plain golf ball. And so it's really kind of a fascinating evolution. TaylorMade, 40% of their golf balls they're selling have visual tech on them now. And wow. I think we're going to see more and more and more of that as that goes by.
Are we at a point where, you know, people are somewhat reticent to try the ball with that stuff on it because I'm used to a traditional white ball, or are they accepting the technology?
I think part of that is generational. I think, you know, if it's decorative just to be decorative, I think there's a reluctance. But, you know, when you're seeing players out there, you know, like a Ricky Fowler had, you know, TaylorMade designed a specific picks all over designed golf ball for him as a putting enhancement. And you're seeing that starting to be used out on tour. And, you know, traditionally we've all, you know, we've written lines or put dots on golf balls to help with alignment. And now they're coming that way. And there's some real benefits to actually having that tech on there. And I think that when that's explained, that kind of breaks down those barriers.
You know, you think about all of the wealth of gift ideas that are available. Scott and was talking about some of the gifty ideas, but even just, you know, when you think about gloves and towels and caps and you've got wine from with players' names on it and so on and so forth. It's it as Scott mentioned, you like to go in and shop, and I suppose, Scott, when you walk in and, you know, you see a bottle of wine with somebody's name on it, or you see a glove that has a certain, you know, distinctive look to it, a person pops into your head.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the magic of giving a gift is making it personal, right? So, and I, you know, we do the Google Docs too, Kenny, and that's wonderful. And, you know, my mom, she'll say, just tell me what you want and I'll order it for you. And I'm like, that really isn't the concept of Christmas, but that is for her. And that's great too. But for me, like, I want to go in your shop. I want to walk around. I want to think about everything. And, you know, like, I need to know where the exploding golf balls are for Frank this year. So I'm going to look for those, and, you know, all the things that to me is the magic of Christmas. That makes this season fun for me, is being able to find that unique gift that nobody else is going to get for someone.
Well, I think that's, you know, for us, you know, going to the buying shows that we do, the thrill of the search is kind of what makes it fun. Yeah. And it's a little bit like being out on the golf course, where you stand up on that first tee and you're not quite sure what that day is going to bring you, right? And going into, and, you know, hopefully with the Super Shop is a similar experience, where each time you come in, there's something uniquely different and a new story to be told as you walk through the store.
Absolutely.
So what are you getting the giggles about this year? What is the, you know, the couple of new gifts, the ideas that you came up with, that you go, people are going to love these?
Well, unfortunately, one of them is a carryover that we've had. And Frank, you have seen this one before, but the butt putt continues to be the standout accessory out on the floor, much to my dismay. So, and for those of that are out there that don't know what a butt putt is, you know, the electronic ball retrievers that we have had, they've been around forever and a day, where in an office, you put it into this little container and it pops it back out to you so you can putt it again. Well, this one is shaped like a little booty, and as you putt into the butt, it pops it back out and makes a flatulent sound, and everyone that gets it thinks it's the funniest thing that they've ever seen.
You know, this was a highbrow show about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know better. And you know better that I'm 52 going on 13, and I think it's hilarious. So that's fine too. So
what are the new gifts that you know, that might rival the butt putt?
So we've got actually quite a few different ones of them, and some much more serious than that. Lots of barware, golf coasters, beer cards. We have a whole collection of golf puzzles. We have a collection from these beautiful metal art pieces that allow you to put and chill wine in, but they're in the shape of people golfing and golf carts and a foursome golfing. And so, again, when you're having a holiday party in there and people are bringing wine, it allows you kind of to display the wine that they're bringing over in this beautiful piece of golf art. Probably my favorite piece that we have, and we found it back in Atlanta, is some birdhouses. And the birdhouses are shaped like little pro shops. But the coolest one they have is this giant oversized Augusta National clubhouse birdhouse. And it's very expensive. It's very pricey, and it's a monster. It can fit, I think, an entire family of swallows in it, but it is beautiful, and it looks just like their clubhouse. It's so cool.
Do they know about that?
probably not. I don't know. So,
you know, when you talk, my mind is wandering through the shop, and I think about the collectibles and posters and historical pieces and certainly the apparel and I don't know, you know, it's got to be, you know, as a shopper, we walk in and think, oh, okay, they have everything here, but the notion of finding everything and getting it in there and keeping it up there, you know, again, hats off to what you do. It's really remarkable.
Yeah, we've had fun, and one of the more fun things that we've done recently, Heather, our buyer, and I are kind of resident thrifters, and so we've created a little antique vintage department in the store as well. And so, again, me going on 13 years old, we have a huge collectible of old comic books from the 50s and 60s and 70s, all that are golf related. And so, for kids that, you know, that don't know who Woody Woodpecker is or Richie Rich is, we've got multiple different issues of comic books that are there. And again, it's a $5-6 item and makes for a really fun stocking stuffer. But with that, we've got tons of vintage golf books, and I've got some old records that Arnold Palmer did instruction on, and Gary Player, and the old vintage whiskey holders that you would get if you, back in the day, if you played in the any of the pro-ams like the Sahara International or the Bing Crosby, one of your tea gifts was this beautiful glass collectible decanter. And so we've got a huge array of different one of those back from the 70s and 80s. And again, hopefully finding something that you've never seen before or haven't seen in, you know, 30, 40, 50 years.
Well, my hope, you know, not only in letting our listeners know what, you know, what you had to offer this year and help them with their Christmas shopping, but you've actually figured it out for me. You know, that Richie Rich comic book for Scott, I think is
fantastic. Is
right on.
Excellent. And save the exploding golf balls for me, Ken. I'll be over there to pick them up later on today. But we should not forget, Ken, as great as it is to get into the store, of course, you can find everything online too for people who just can't get there or aren't in the area.
Yeah, definitely. And we've got free shipping for anything over $100. So we try to make it as easy as we can. And again, anybody out there's listening that's concerned about maybe getting something for a family member, our return policy is if it's new, we're really easy with returns afterwards. So they can always exchange it for what they really wanted after Christmas.
Well, I don't know, Scott. As I mentioned, I've got mine figured out. You seem to have yours figured out. So hopefully our listeners have gotten some ideas as well.
They couldn't help but get some great ideas from Ken here.
Kenny, it's always a pleasure, and especially this time of year to have you on. We appreciate you taking some time and appreciate you going through the effort to get all these things in the shop for us to take a look at.
Sounds good. Thanks. Wonderful holiday to everybody out there listening.
Thanks so much, Ken Morton Jr., for that concise discussion of Christmas gifts for the golfer in your life. Scott, this wraps up another edition of the Golf to Go Radio Hour. Thanks so much for being with me at the awards dinner, and I look forward to finally getting out and playing some golf now.
That sounds great to me, Frank.
All right, we'll look forward to it. This is the Golf to Go Radio Hour here on Sactown Sports 1140. Join us next week.